Many of you have one frame of reference when archiving data, and that's how it works in AWIPS 1. AWIPS 2 is a totally different ballgame. First, the case sizes for AWIPS 2 are significantly larger, and they will be growing with additional higher resolution data sets. Add to that the need to archive both raw and processed data, and we are in a totally new era. The practical side of this increase in case size is that it will take quite a bit more time to copy a case, so you should not wait until the end of the rollover period to start an archive. Another flip side of this is that there is much more disk space available now to use in the archiving function than AWIPS 1 ever had. With disk space being relatively inexpensive compared to a decade ago, there's really no reason to be exceptionally frugal in determining what data to be included in the rollover. Many locations in AWIPS 1 kept just the bare minimum of data in the rollover, and this is simply no longer necessary. When designing the AWIPS 2 archiver, both data store and slant archive, where they would have room to accommodate future larger data sets. If disk space becomes an issue in the future, then the archive retention times for various data sets can be adjusted using the archive retention GUI. But for now, you should ensure at least a week of all data is saved in data store and slant archive. This does bring up another issue, how and where to trim cases. Our thinking at WDTB is based on the fact that once data is purged from your archive, it's likely gone forever. We've wrestled with not being able to use an otherwise perfect event for a training example because one key dataset was missing from the archive. Also, from a situational awareness and decision-making perspective, sometimes one key piece of information sways a forecast or warning decision. So, we have to balance training and information needs against available long-term storage space and staff time to manage the archive.